Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I met a guy recently who told me that he spends roughly $250,000 a month. I talked to another person recently who made $50 million at the age of 30. What do you do with that money? How do you spend it? How do you not spend it? What do you invest in? If you meet a rich person, these are questions everyone wants to know, but you're too embarrassed to ask. That's the whole premise of MoneyWise. We talk to real people who have made a significant amount of money, and we ask them all about their finances. My name's Sam Parr, and the podcast is called MoneyWise. That's one word, MoneyWise. You can find MoneyWise wherever you get your podcasts.
Pick the music on a Wayback Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Please include your name so that you may get the credit.
Shout out to Adam and Olathe, wanted a little Bon Jovi. Runaway.
Good back, call, Adam.
Back when they made Runaway sounded cool.
Yeah. That's a good song, man.
We will look at this week's power rankings coming up in just a second. But a little quick stadium update.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody that right? Like I told you, Josh, I'm just going to throw all the information that I'm getting out there, and you can make your decisions for yourself and all of that kind of stuff. But here's what I'm hearing from a Royals perspective. I'm hearing from some folks that the Crossroads is still the one seed. How they can make that happen now is the real question. After they got their teeth kicked in with the Crossroads being the one seed beforehand, they still kind of view that as the one seed right now.
Well,
which
sometimes
is very interesting.
Sometimes you get a loss out of your system before you then go and attain the one seed.
I think we've seen that in college basketball.
So
yeah.
They take their loss in the conference tournament,
right,
and you come back, you're still able to get a one
and
seed.
You're still able to get a one seed.
Succeed.
Okay.
I think they need to take that approach.
So, that's what I mean. I'm just passing along the information. However you want to interpret it, I don't care, right? They got
system.
The loss out of their system. I do like that. I also get the sense that if the Royals drag out, that could really make the Chiefs then go to Kansas. Because I was talking, like I said, talking to somebody yesterday, and I heard like the Chiefs still want that whole complex out there at Jackson County, but there's a problem right now. There's somebody there. So they can't have the whole complex yet. And I don't think the Chiefs want to sit around and wait for months and years to figure out what's going to happen.
You want to build that pool in the backyard. The problem is you don't own the backyard.
Right.
Yeah, I got it.
That's
okay.
Exactly it. It's your neighbor's backyard or it's the city yard, but that's an empty spot that would look great for a pool. And so someone close to an owner told me yesterday, I say close to an owner because there's a lot of them that are involved with the Royals right now, right? Someone close to one of the owners told me yesterday, Nashville's not an option. That was good to hear yesterday. But they still need to get some of those things figured out. And so it just depends on how patient the Chiefs are. If the Chiefs are going to be patient and wait and see what happens with Jackson County and Casey Moe and whatnot, and you know they clearly want the city to take the lead right now because Frank and Caleb can't figure things out. So you've got to find a way to get the city more involved. Hopefully Mayor L can kind of lead that train. But if not, Kansas is kind of waiting over there. They'll have that special session sooner rather than later and approve the Star Bonds. And the Star Bonds are doing some great things in the state of Kansas. I went out to Blue Hawk on Monday. That's all being built with Star Bond money, and that's going to be an amazing complex out there with a couple of sheets of ice.
Massive.
When it's all set, I mean, Josh, it's unbelievable what they're doing in there. It's going to be an unbelievable
arcade-type
thing.
This is bigger than I thought.
Yeah,
it seems like it's just gotten larger and larger.
There's going to be three hotels out there. They're in like phase one right now of building it, and it's going to open in September, and they've got like eight full basketball courts in there that can convert to volleyball court. Like, it's
there's
just
ice rinks, though?
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, there's one that's going to open right now in phase one, and then when phase two opens, there'll be another rink and a half. So there'll be 2.5 sheets of ice out there, and so they're going to add all kinds of stuff for the kids. There's going to be a zip line inside that building where you can zip line around the entire building and go over the soccer field. There's 10 bowling lanes down low. There's some bowling lanes up top. They're building suites in the arena for the ice, which is kind of cool. Like, it's going to be the premier destination for a lot of folks in the area and outside of the area, and home field's doing that as well up in KCK, where they've just opened an unbelievable facility that I went to on Thursday and saw those guys over there. You know, Dustin Lewis did an amazing job of building that thing and designing that out there, and they're bringing in people from all over the country, and they're getting ready to open the Margaritaville Resort out there. They're going to open a Topgolf out there. Like, these star bonds are being used for what they're calling athletic tourism, is essentially the term that they're using, Josh, and anything, or sports tourism, however you want to say it, anything that's putting heads in beds. I didn't want to say beds in heads, but heads in beds is something that the star bonds are like, yeah, we'll give you the money for that. Go
not
ahead,
like horse heads
thing.
Either.
Yeah,
like,
not like, No,
this people is people laying on pillows. I get it. Okay,
yeah, so cool. they're filling
term,
hotels,
like,
they're building hotels, and that Blue Hawk thing is going to be very, very impressive. You know, when it's all said and done, it's going to be a place where you can probably just drop your kids off, because they're going to have arcade, laser tag, video games. They're going to have an e-gaming area.
Forget the kids.
Yeah.
Drop yourself off there.
They're going to have bars, booze, all that kind of stuff for the adults. And so them and Homefield are doing great things right now.
All right, let's look at this week's power rankings. We can continue to do this. Remember, we dropped off during baseball season last year because we were like, we don't want to know.
Ranked.
We did the power rankings when all the stuff was great.
Sure.
During football season, and we're like, we're going to do this otherwise. But
right.
Hey, yeah. As long as the Royals are cooking, we got to look at this week's power rankings. So MLB.com, will start there. They are number 10 this week, still in the top 10, but at number 10, they've dropped down the one spot from their previous ranking at number 9. They were as high as number 6. There are so many things going well for the Royals so far. They set a franchise record for wins in April, if you didn't notice. But as I mentioned, my weekly five fascinations piece last week, one of the most impressive ones is the work of Seth Lugo,
yeah,
who's gone from a relieving spin rate specialist. I didn't realize, was that on his business card? To one of the more reliable.
Seth Lugo, relieving. What was it? Say it again.
Relieving spin rate specialist.
I like that term. That's a good one. Yeah.
To one of the more reliable and durable starters in baseball. We'll see how long he can keep it up. He may be at his second highest innings total by the All-Star break. So some of you didn't want him pulled last night. I get it.
Yeah.
He was going last night. So.
Well, the general can't save you. Who can?
That's right. So they are 9 in this week's MLB.com power rankings. Taking a look at where they fall on the Athletic power ranking scale. A couple teams in the division have creeped up. Cleveland and Minnesota are 6 and 7 in the power rankings. The Royals find themselves outside of the top 10 this week, and continue to scroll, 15 this week, moving up from 18. So they were not as bullish on the Royals. They did a wish you were here. They said Alec Marsh. It said that's
well,
right.
You've been saying that too.
Alec Marsh, after pitching 6 innings only once as a rookie, Marsh threw 7 innings of 1-run ball against the Orioles in his debut. Blanked Baltimore again 2 weeks later. Turned in back-to-back scoreless outings when elbow contusion sent him to the IL in late April. Marsh has a 2.7 ERA. Could be smoke and mirrors. He's not getting strikeouts or swing and miss so far, but it has worked. Marsh expected to return the rotation soon.
See, that's right there. He's not doing this, but it's working. Yes, and who cares what he's not doing?
Right, or if it can sustain. Let's give him the chance to have it sustained.
Well, actually, Josh, I think if the spin rate doesn't improve, there's just no way that Alec Marsh can have a successful year.
Now, again, I do find it weird if you get hit by a ball, you can't come back.
Well, this is going to be one that's in your
it's
craw.
Just baseball, but, like, he had to go make a rehab. He got hit by a ball. Can't we just put him back in?
Where,
like,
is your craw?
I think it's in the jar.
Is it? Did you just say that because jaw rhymes with
I don't know.
Craw?
No, I think craw. You know,
I don't know. Good question. Nathan, do you know you're a lawyer? Where's the craw?
Yeah, I couldn't tell
you. We have any doctors on the text line? Let us know where the craw is located.
I pulled this one because I didn't know this was a thing. Sharp football analysis. I didn't know that was a thing. They have their post-NFL draft power rankings.
Okay.
They have the Chiefs unchanged in their power rankings at number 2.
Who the hell's number one?
Behind San Francisco. Oh, like, come God. On. Are we really doing this?
What is the just mindless
give them the
love?
One and let somebody beat them.
Well, actually, Josh, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl for the last 2 years, but they shouldn't have because according to the X dot factor rating that they have in the VORP, that San Francisco is actually better. Go home, nerd!
So they had San Francisco number one, Chiefs at number two. The Chiefs kept Chris Jones and Drew Tranquil, but Legarius Sneed was traded to the Titans. Kansas City did add much-needed help at receiver with Marquise Brown and Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
Despite their athletic profiles, neither player has been a hyper-effective downfield threat, but quarterback play has been an issue for both.
We talking about Xavier Worthy's time in the NFL already?
And that will not be a problem with Patrick Mahomes.
They really said that Xavier Worthy has not been a threat downfield in all of his NFL games?
Well, yeah, because he had only had a Texas quarterback throwing to him.
Which are mostly just showboats anyway. Texas quarterbacks, that's just like, let's get a good-looking guy and put him at quarterback who's going to be a stockbroker in 3 years.
Yeah, maybe so. But I pulled that one just because they don't have the Chiefs number one.
It's stupid.
Just weird, right? All right, let's do this week's random power rankings. You can weigh in on yours as well. Please do on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line at 913-586-7610. A random power ranking this week. I mean, this tis the week.
It is.
We have to power rank things that were roasted.
What would National power Sports Talk be talking about if this Brady roast didn't happen, Josh?
Things that are roasted.
Because we're on Wednesday, and I'm still hearing people going, who should be the next guy roasted? That was Monday's topic, bro.
But kind of Tuesday, too.
A little straight into it.
It was really only Tuesday because I didn't watch it until Monday.
Well, I still haven't sat down and watched the whole thing.
I did finish it yesterday. I finished the Brady portion of it. So number four for me, roasted peanuts.
Well,
I think
a roasted
peanut is a very good. That's my favorite. I'm a favorite peanut.
There's nothing better than that smell of roasted nuts at the ball game. Like, you know, you get that with the sugar and stuff on it. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
On the pecans. I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's one
so
on the third
good.
Base side at Kauffman Stadium. Every time you walk down there,
it
totally.
Is so good. Yeah.
Just hooks
you
right in.
It does. It grabs you, man. Like you love the smell of nuts, right?
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Number three, Kenny Rogers Roasters.
That's a good one. Why that didn't last, I'll still never know.
I don't know. It feels like it had everything you wanted. You had a power celebrity.
Yep. You had chicken.
You had chicken.
You had Seinfeld on your side. Yeah. I mean, like, I don't get it.
Number two for me, a roast beef.
That's a good
Love
one.
A little good roast beef sandwich.
Yeah. Roast beast.
A little beef and cheddar would be my jam. And number one, the number one things that are roasted, you know, things are a lot better now, but we once had Eric Warfield and Bill Barty.
Wow, PTSD,
So Warfield and Barty.
Good Lord.
Were roasted. I believe we called Barty Burt Toast.
I think we called a lot of people that over the years. Yeah.
So roasted former Chiefs defensive backs.
Right.
There we go.
All right. For me, things that you can roast coming in at number four, Spectre. Who doesn't like roasting that guy, right? Text line. It is yours right now. Roast Spectre will read the best one. So he comes in at number four. Coming in at number three, the text line has already jumped the shark on this one. Closers. We like to roast closers, right? Yes, closers we like to roast because, well, they got to get the job done every time. It's the only position in sports that you better be perfect at. Otherwise, you're getting ripped on the radio the next day, right?
Yep.
And we're going to hold Q's feet to the fire at 9 o'clock today.
How dare you?
How dare you blow that game to the Brewers, Q? Coming in at number two, you like roasted nuts. I like roasted wieners. Mm. Is there anything better than putting a wiener on a stick and roasting it over the open fire?
Pretty good.
It's really good. And now I saw Oscar Mayer is releasing three different stuffed wieners. You got your cheese stuffed wiener. You got your jalapeno cheese stuffed wiener. And then I think you had your chorizo cheese stuffed wiener. So you're stuffing a wiener with more sausage.
That's where it's at.
Right?
Stuffing the wiener.
Yeah. I used to like those cheese wieners back in the day.
Yeah.
That had that little line of cheese, and you roast it, and it plumped up, and the cheese shot out.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have the wiener that, once it's plumped, it shoots stuff out.
Absolutely.
So I'm all about the cheese wiener.
Yeah, when you're roasting wieners and it shoots stuff out, there's nothing better. And then you just eat that, and it's hot. Oh, it's so delicious. And then coming in at number one, there's nothing better for me right now than roasted Brussels sprouts with, like, bacon jelly on top. Oh, so good.
Your random power rankings of things that are roasted at 913-586-7610. We'll get to that. And with the latest on Rashee Rice, do we have to start looking around? Who's available? We'll discuss next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A little bit of Monica in my life. A little bit of Erica by my side. A little bit of Rita's all I need. A little bit of Tina's what I see. A little bit of Sandra in the sun.
Back in on a Wednesday, brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. You picked the music on the way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Please include your name.
And Jake, out of the 785, wanted a little Mambo number 5.
I love this song. It reminds me of my first job in Seguin, Texas. This is when the song came out, and that's, what, 25 years ago now we're talking? My goodness. How quickly songs
age. Yeah, get an updated
age.
Story, old man. Good grief.
Yeah, I know, right?
That's what that means.
Yeah. Where were you when the Taylor Swift
Back
album
when
dropped?
I was in Oklahoma.
Yeah, right?
You know.
When was that?
Never. For me, it was never. Mitch Holthus, voice of the Chiefs, will join us tomorrow at this time. 7:30 tomorrow. We'll chat with Mitch, who has received a new honor.
Yes, he has. He's not just the voice of the Chiefs anymore. Mitch Holthus, ladies and gentlemen. Drum roll, Josh.
Ding.
Mitch Holthus was voted and named your 2024 Kansan of the Year, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause for Mitch for being named the 2024 Kansan of the Year. There's an actual press release on this.
What a shameless attempt by Kansas to steal the Chiefs. I mean, good grief. This is their play?
So they're we going get Mitch after Mitch first, then we can get the Chiefs.
I see what they're doing.
They just gave Mitch star bonds.
They just gave Mitch the key to the state.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, bring your team
bring
with
the team,
too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a sharp play, Kansas.
Right. There
I see
you go.
What you're up to. Yep.
Mitch, a native of Smith Center, Kansas.
Yeah, of course.
Graduate of K-State, voice of the Wildcats. They're involved in a lot of stuff, obviously, in the community, him and his
Works
lovely wife,
Works in Missouri.
Tammy. I saw that on Twitter last night. Yeah, like people were not happy about this. Mitch will be honored by the Kansas Society of Washington, D.C.'s annual banquet on July 9th.
That's huge.
I've been told they tried to get the event moved to Pooch's out in Smith Center, but the Society of Kansas did not want to do that. Mm. So it's the Kansas Society of Washington, D.C. announced Mitch Holthus as the 2024 Kansan of the Year. So I think
Mitch.
You're right about that. Yeah, get Mitch as the Kansan of the Year.
Seems
now.
Like
hey, Mitch, we'll give you Kansas City. Talk to Mark Donovan Clark.
Smart,
give them to build their
play.
Stadium over here. So there you go.
Continue to take your
Kansas Chiefs.
The power rankings of things that are roasted.
Yeah.
As well as your spec text as well. That's fine because Bob had spec on his list of things
to roast.
Should be roasted.
Yeah. Somebody wanted to know about marshmallows. I said that's too cliche, right? Marshmallows.
Well,
but she said so were hot dogs.
Certain.
I said nobody mentioned hot dogs.
Nope. I heard wieners.
Right, wieners.
A lot of wieners. Chestnuts.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Song, yeah.
Roasted. From the 816, marshmallows, coffee beans, tires, but not in a street show.
Right.
Yeah, you're paying attention to what's going on in Casey Moe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be doing that
Don't
stuff.
Be doing that.
And then chestnuts
yeah.
as well. Roasted coffee coming in a number of times. You guys are so wrong. Roasted chicken is the number one.
Roasted chicken is good.
That one's good as well.
Yeah.
Where was the one with the charge? Okay, where was the one with the Chargers?
It was a 785. Let me see if I can find that one, Josh.
Oh, there it is. Garlic.
Yeah.
Marshmallow.
Okay.
And dorks who picked the Chargers to win the AFC West.
That's a good one.
That's good.
Yeah, I'll tell you who's roasted is that Marlins general manager who came out and said, yeah, we're not making the playoffs this year.
Yeah, way to give up. But the thing is, the difference is, Nathan, he doesn't have a fan base to worry about. Like, there's nobody going to those games anyway. So he can get out there and just absolutely say that and be honest, right? Instead of saying, you know, trying to lie to your fan base that you're going to be good so you sell a couple of extra tickets, which is what most general managers do in sports. Mm-hmm. But I give that guy a lot of credit. Just rip the Band-Aid off. Let everybody know, hey, we're done for this year. We're moving forward for next year. Yeah.
Your Spectre text as well from the 913. Spectre looks like a Walmart Danny Duffy. I don't know what that is, but I think it's funny. I don't. Bring back Shout It Out. Spectre sucks.
Yep.
Spectre leaves a toilet seat up after he's done. It's okay to pee sitting down.
And it's okay to pee sitting down. Yeah.
Sitting down. It's more relaxing.
And I've told the story at night. If you're a guy, you should pee when you sit down. I had a friend collapse and hit his head, and the doctor goes, at night, like, you're not all there. So if you wake up in the middle of the night, sit down and take a leak.
Dusty Likens is very passionate about that. He says it's better for your pelvic floor also to pee sitting down. I never knew that.
I don't know about
that. It's a frequent conversation on After Hours.
Okay. Yeah, but no, peeing sitting down, why not?
That's why you tune in to After Hours, pelvic floor.
Yeah.
It's not uttered anywhere else.
Right.
But Dusty Likens.
Yeah.
Nights here on 610 Sports Radio.
Oh, boy. Here from the 785. Not argue. I'm guessing Mitch resides in Kansas. Just find it weird that he gets the Kansan of the year when he's most notably the announcer for a team that resides in Missouri. Did they not have anyone else they can give the award to?
Kansas Chiefs.
Yeah, try to steal the
God's
Chiefs.
God's sakes. If you are getting upset about that, stay home for the day and just go back to bed.
And this text, I don't believe, from the 913, has to be his wife. I love Spec, he has great points.
Or he texted himself.
I don't think he's got that number, but
well, you never know.
So I'm not sure. Not sure where those came from.
Yeah. Spec has gout, somebody said.
But yeah, the peeing sitting down or standing up is a dumb
I just feel stupid.
Like it's the dumbest thing. Sit down to pee, it's you're like, yeah, no, this is what I should be doing.
Like, I think if you're against the sitting down to pee, you have truck nuts, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Like, who cares?
I mean,
just
especially in the dark. I mean, in the dark at night, come on, you're spraying all over everywhere.
Like, yeah.
Just sit down. But also, it's just it's more relaxing. Take a load off.
Isn't that a song? Take a load off, Granny.
I believe so. I believe so.
Who was Granny?
Could be anybody. It was just universal.
Oh. Somebody getting legitimately mad that Mitch won Kansan of the Year may be peak text line today, right? Somebody from the 816, give Frank White Kansan of the Year. That would be the best.
Oh, wow. Wow.
If the Chiefs end up going to Kansas next year, they should give Frank White Kansan of the Year.
Wow. All right, we need to get to the free agent list. We'll still do that. We'll get to that on the other side because I think in light of what's happened, you got to keep an eye on free agents, keep churning the pot. We'll discuss next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You pick the music on the way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. That's how it works. Include your name. You get the credit.
Yeah, Ben in Iowa texted in. wanting John the Fisherman. And guys, this is the first band I'm not familiar with. I'm going to give it a go. Primus.
Oh, Primus.
Yeah,
oh,
you got Primus,
okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Primus is definitely right.
Yeah.
One for one.
I couldn't have told you it was Primus, but I've heard of Primus.
Yeah.
You pick the music. That's how it works. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. Nathan Williams producing today. Show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. So more in the news, if nothing else, for Rashi Rice.
Right.
Being investigated now for a possible assault of a photographer at a nightclub in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Someone went in with a we're taken for observation for a swollen face.
Right, exactly.
Then again, you could say let it all sort. Yes,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
But also, be in the news.
This is strike two in a month.
Don't
know,
be in the news. Like,
what?
That's
was this in the news?
Guilt, innocence, baited. What? I don't care.
Don't care.
It's you're in the news.
Right.
And that at this point, that's not good.
Right.
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 So, whatever was going to be suspended before, I'm not saying you add on or whatever, but it's like, okay, well, you're not getting any benefit of the doubt,
right?
There's another incident involving you. Your name is in the press again.
Yes,
not good.
Absolutely
not good.
You're
not
in
good.
The news for not good reasons. And so for me, I got to move on. I'm done. I'm moving on from Rashi Rice. I can't count on him this year. That's the way I view things. You know how I am, Josh. I just move on from players. People don't like that I just move on from players. Most of the time I'm right. Some of the time I'm
like,
wrong. But
you're
this
saying
is
like this year you're just like not.
I'm not
on
counting on him right
it's
now.
It's not like you're cutting
right.
him.
No.
I think anybody's like, get rid of him. He's got to go. No, you don't do that. You let the process play out
with that. But I, as a football guy, like a football only, I'm getting ready to go into a season. I can't sit here and count on him. When we sit around and count on unreliable players, it becomes Mondesi, right? We all know what that was like when you count on somebody and count on somebody and count on somebody and they never show up. So I guess I'm hardened. I don't know what the right term is. My wife always says, you're just such a hardened individual. And so I feel like I'm just hardened and I just move on. I don't care. I really don't, because I know the nucleus of the team is Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, and we'll figure out the rest.
Yeah,
we always
again, you're
do,
not
right?
saying get rid of him or release him. I'm saying right. you're not counting on him this
right.
year.
I'm not like, counting on him this year.
Who
I'm
knows
just not.
What the suspension is going to be? You got another incident. Clear your crap up and
right.
we'll talk.
And so I'm moving on. And I would imagine that the Chiefs are going to move on and try to find somebody that can come in and fill the need for you, right?
What's that? Tyler Boyd was off the list.
Tyler Boyd.
I like
He's
Tyler
off the
Boyd
list,
before
though, yeah.
this happened. Like, oh, that'd be a nice little addition. But I get it. You got a budget, whatever.
Right.
You probably think you have enough or what have you. Brett Veach joined us earlier in the show. We'll replay that interview coming up at 8:25. We did talk to him prior to the latest Rice news. So, but he did discuss kind of the situation in general. It's like, hey, you prepare for anything in this business where
right.
where it's injuries or what have you. This one happens to be off the field. You prepare for those contingencies. Make sure you have enough. Try to get to camp with enough. Try to play games with enough. Blah blah blah. Maybe something like this does make them look, or maybe they've been looking the entire time already. So yeah, Tyler Boyd would have been a nice.
Would have been great. Would have been nice, right?
Yeah. On the list.
I was sitting with.
Dare
so when
I
this
say,
news,
McCole Hardman's still out there,
and you know what? Just because of the familiarity with the team, I would say okay. And I don't want to say we're late in the process. It's early May, right?
No, we're not late in the process at all. You don't have to.
You
hurry.
Don't have to hurry.
That could be a circle back to. But McCole Hardman's always there, and
right.
say what you will, he caught the game-winning touchdown.
Right. So I was having lunch yesterday with a buddy of mine when this came out, right? And we're like, oh God, right? Like you sit there, you're having lunch,
yes,
talking about
the
season
reaction.
And like, another
ugh.
Rice thing, and you're like, ugh. All right. So immediately both of us look at each other, well, we can't count on him, right? Whatever the outcome is, he's becoming a guy that you put in the can't count on you category. Can't count on you. So then you got to look about what you can do. Okay. Obviously the draft is over. You can't draft somebody right now. So who's available free agent wise? And we saw the list from Sharp Football Analysis, right? SharpFootballAnalyst.com.
I do say they were the ones that had the Chiefs two in their power ranking. So, you know.
Well, it's just a list. It's names.
Grain of salt.
Right. And so he says, my buddy Jim says to me yesterday, he goes, who's that guy from Jacksonville that was just cut? And I'm like, I can't remember right now. So we looked it up. Zay Jones is on the list. He was just cut 8 days ago by Jacksonville because they drafted a wide receiver, according to ESPN. He's on the list.
he's a Doug Peterson guy, so you know he's got kind of got some familiarity with the offense. Maybe that is a guy that the Chiefs should look at and consider bringing into Kansas City for a possible backup plan, if you will, for Rashee Rice. So I would circle Zay Jones as a possibility for Kansas City because he's familiar with the offense. He was just released. Decent enough football player that can come in here. He's a veteran-type presence. But also you got Hunter Renfrow. I don't know how he's going to split time with Kaufman and Arrowhead.
I just like that on the surface.
I don't know if you watched last night.
Yeah.
I don't need any more of those guys.
Yeah, it's probably true.
Yeah.
On the surface, I love it because I love to have both. I think it'd be funny.
Right.
But,
right.
Yes, Hunter Renfrow's out there. Michael Thomas is out there.
What do you think of Michael Thomas?
Better days.
Right. Better days have seen for Michael Thomas. Right. Yeah. I think so, too. So this is kind of the listing in I don't want to say in priority order, but Sharp Football listed these guys. I would imagine from best to worst, Tyler Boyd's off the list. You're not interested in Michael Thomas. You'd like Hunter Renfrow because he already plays for the Royals.
Yeah. He's already here.
Right. He's already here. Just bring him on over.
They still share a parking lot. It'd be easy.
Correct. Yeah. Right. Canson of the year. Mitch Holtis could drive him over from the Royals to the Chiefs.
I would expect this Hunter Renfrow to have more offense. You know,
I would hope so for a lot less money.
I would hope.
Zay Jones is a very interesting one. I think that's a very intriguing one for me. Mecole Hardman is very intriguing to me still. MVS is on this list.
No.
Who are you laughing at?
MVS.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not interested in him at all. Corey Davis, Julio Jones.
If you're still in a pickle in December.
Yeah.
Yeah. I might call MVS. I know he'll turn it on at the end, but right. No. He's
somebody's saying Renfrow just got picked up. I don't know. Did he? I don't. Tyler Boyd did, but let's say Renfrow got picked up. Your top two available wide receivers then are Michael Thomas and Zay Jones, and then Mecole Hardman, and then MVS is on that list. Julio Jones is out there. That guy I think has seen better days. Allen Robinson. Then you're starting to get down to the Randall Cobb, Sterling Shepard, Richie James.
Now I see a bunch of. Should pursue Hunter Renfrow's, but I haven't seen one.
Okay.
Steelers, Bears.
Yeah.
Eagles. Everybody's doing the how about Hunter Renfrow right. game. It doesn't look like there's anything official.
Maybe they should pick up the phone and call the Bengals and see what they could do for T. Higgins.
Yeah, I can't imagine he's happy or thinks he's going to get paid.
Or wants to be there, right?
Yeah.
That's a
valid question as well. So. There are some options. Should they choose to go that direction, I'm sure they're kicking tires.
Do you think Brett goes out to the parking lot and just starts kicking his tire in disgust?
Well, I think at times I think any GM would.
Yeah.
It might not be to find players, but it might be just like, I got a guy in the news again.
Right.
I'd be kicking tires too.
They kick tires when they test the phone lines the week before the draft. They got one guy manning the phones, the other out in the parking lot.
Kicking tires.
Would you kick the tires of like a smaller car? Or would you go get like a monster truck and kick those tires?
It's bad to kick them. Say you break a toe.
That's the thing, right? And how hard are you kicking?
Don't break a big toe. Breaking a big toe is no good.
Have you ever done that?
I have done that.
That makes you wobble. Like if you were a baseball player, we'd see you in 2 years.
Yeah.
Chad Powers is available.
And there's nothing you can do about it. He's got to not hit your toe again.
Right.
Sucks.
Do you tape it to your second toe?
Yes, definitely.
Or do you tape it to your other big toe?
Popsicle stick. You do the whole thing.
Popsicle?
We chatted with Brett Veach earlier. We'll have the interview in its entirety coming up at 8:25. But we discussed a number of topics, including wide receiver, which we'll get to in a moment. But left tackle. Who's the left tackle? And can the rookie... Suomataea. Did I get that right? Suomataea?
I think so.
Did I get that one correct?
Suomataea.
Sorry.
Come on, Josh. You're the sideline reporter. I'm going with what you said.
That's why I had that one.
This is why you're not Canson of the year.
It's true. I don't have to remember the names. Mitch does.
Suomataea.
Yeah, Suomataea.
Josh can go, that guy.
Is he the...
or you can do what the I'm classic sports fan thing is that we all do. The kid from BYU.
Yeah, I'm still doing Felix. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even just attempting that one.
And Udike and Zama. I got that one.
Does he have a chance to compete in year one? Who is the left tackle?
Yeah, absolutely. He can come in and compete year one. And I think, you know, he had a great rookie camp here. As I mentioned a few weeks ago, I think after the draft, I mean, we really like some of the things we saw out of Wanya last year. And it's his job to come back in here, and he'll have a little bit of a upper hand just having a year experience under his belt. But, you know, if he comes in here, with the right mentality and takes that year experience and really utilizes that, you know, mental knowledge. You know, athletically, he'll have a chance to win that job. But again, it's our job to bring competition in here. And I think, you know, Kingsley has shown that just in a few days here that the big concept stuff wasn't too hard for him to grasp, and he did a great job. And I think it's going to be a great battle. But I think that's as a competitor, and I know both those guys are. I mean, that's what they should both want and relish, to go out there and see who can make the fewest mistakes, and see who can go out there and make the plays when their numbers are called and execute. And you know, it's a pretty important position there, the blind side of Pat Mahomes. So, you know, we're looking forward to it. But, yeah, I mean, absolutely, I think he can come in here and win this job. And again, the cool thing is those guys get to determine who the left tackle is, and it's going to be by the tape and, you know, the grading of their performance week in and week out that determine that. So, again, it's in their hands, and look forward to that battle.
610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City, WDF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Station. But I like that answer. Yeah, you can compete. And so can Wanya Morris.
Right.
Go out there, do what you need to do, and let's see.
Yeah, let's see what can happen. I do also like the blind side of Patrick Mahomes. That sounds like a good movie, a book, or maybe even a band next to what was the one you had earlier? Degenerate something?
Mongers of Fear?
Yeah, Mongers of Fear.
That's my latest band name.
That's a good one.
We're Fear Mongers on the stadium.
The blind side of Mahomes.
Yes, the blind side of Mahomes. The full interview coming up again at 8:25 with Brett Veach. We did ask about wide receiver and the new one, Xavier Worthy. Who does he remind him of?
I know Coach mentioned it just body-wise of DeSean Jackson, just because he's a taller guy that's lean but has tremendous playmaking ability down the field. So I guess just piggybacking off Coach Reed's word in his conference a few days ago, I do think that there's some resemblance there. Just, again, the body size is one that jumps out. And I think also, I mean, if you go back to DeSean Jackson's college days at Cal, he was a tremendous punt returner. So I think some of the things that DeSean did, Xavier did to a T in Texas, but from a size, length, body weight, special teams ability, downfield playmaking ability, I think that's probably the one that just naturally sticks out. But hopefully he can be the best version of himself and be uniquely different here with Pat Mahomes and Coach Reed.
There you go. So they're not shying away from the DeSean Jackson comparisons.
I mean, really, when you think about it, Alex Smith going with Turkey as still the most
stands
bizarre.
Out. Yeah, it stands out.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? Well, turkey jumps out.
Turkey jumps out. Every time that says that, I just, oh my gosh.
Oh, my God. Can't help it.
All right, so there's a DeSean Jackson comparison.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, a big one and it's sometimes dangerous, but okay. There's an even bigger one being uttered by someone from NFL Network. Daniel Jeremiah.
Right.
Was discussing Xavier Worthy.
And Josh looks at me yesterday and goes, should I pull this? I'm like, yeah.
Discusses Xavier Worthy fitting in. And you won't believe some of the comparisons he will throw out here in a second. So how will he fit in, and will he fit into the Chiefs offense?
When you put him with Patrick Mahomes, instant speed, that 4-2-1, all-time great in terms of that number, and watch how fast he is on a field of fast players at Alabama. This is the game that jumped out to me. The ability to get down the field, track the ball over your shoulder, almost like Willie Mays, but then also be able to run routes. This is where the DeSean Jackson comparison and the Tank Dell comparison, undersized, explosive players, but they're also excellent route runners. And Worthy has the toughness. That shows up with the ball in his hand.
All right, don't tell me you're DeSean Jackson Tank Dell. You said he's freaking Willie Mays.
What a comparison that is, right? And what immediately do you have? You have that vision in the old black and white video of Willie Mays running back before Jim Edmonds made a catch like that. Willie Mays making those basket catches, you know, back facing home plate. Like, Willie Mays is arguably the greatest center fielder of all time.
He tracks the ball,
like Willie Mays.
I mean,
give me him.
On.
Let's go. And he just said it as like a throwaway.
Yeah.
And there's nobody on NFL Network to ask him about it anymore.
I mean, he runs it over the shoulder like Willie Mays.
This guy's Willie Mays.
Yeah.
All right.
So try living up to DeSean Jackson and then add Willie Mays to the mix.
Not Willie Mays Hayes.
No.
We're
no,
talking Willie Mays, the
nothing.
Say Hey
Willie
Kid.
Mays.
I mean, I'd rather have Willie Mays than Hunter Renfro.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, absolutely. That's right now, you mean?
Yes.
Well,
to play right. Yeah.
Would you take Willie Mays right now at like 90 over Hunter Renfro?
No, I would not. I don't think he can run.
You want to,
I mean, yeah, I don't want to race him or anything.
You want to challenge Willie Mays?
No.
Are you telling me Willie Mays can't run? No, I'm not. You want to bring that into his kitchen?
No.
It's like telling Patrick Mahomes he can't three-peat. Oh, really? Is that what you're going to say? No.
93 years young. Actually, just had a birthday 2 days ago.
Yeah, it was. It was Willie, just his birthday. Yeah.
So, happy birthday, Willie Mays.
From the 816, Griffey and Mickey Mantle were better. Mm. Griffey couldn't stay healthy, and neither could the Mick.
Yeah.
Mickey Mantle's that, like, one of the, not that one guy, but one of those guys where I look at and go, God, if he never fell in a drain pipe, how good would he be? And then you like the story about, like, in during pitching changes under the bleachers.
There are those stories. I'd love to hear those stories. All of them. Every single one of them.
Right?
Yeah. Who's pitching today?
Yeah. Who are the pitchers in this game?
Our full interview with Brett Veach coming up again at 8:25. J.J. Piccolo dropped by Cody and Gold yesterday here on 610 Sports Radio, the GM of the Royals, of course. And were they on the hunt as well? You know, Chiefs on the hunt maybe for wide receivers. And then are the Royals on the hunt for a power-hitting bat? That'd be
Who
nice.
Who are the pitchers in this game?
They did call on Luis Arraez.
Mm-hmm.
Who ended up being traded from the Marlins to San Diego, but the Royals were interested.
Well, put it to you this way. I mean, we got good information that he was going to get moved, so you do what you're supposed to do. You call and make the call to the club to find out if it's in fact true, and obviously they were looking to move him. I would categorize the discussions as very light, and come to find out after the fact that those discussions with San Diego had gone on since the winter meetings or sometime over the winter. So, but we're, you know, what I can tell you is we're always going to look to improve the team. And, you know, and that particular player, he's a two-time batting champion. He represents a lot of on base, which is something we feel like we're going to need to find somewhere. So he was the right type of player and the call was made, but never came close to a deal being made because they were so far along with San Diego.
But you made the call. You gave it a shot.
I like we got a tip. Is that like interested? The tips hotline?
Yeah. Well, they all, because again, winter meetings is an unbelievable beast because all the groundwork's laid there.
For the whole year. This is why in baseball, if it gets to May, you still don't know how to bunt, you can't do it till next spring training.
Correct.
So now you're understanding.
If you didn't get all that stuff done at winter meetings, you missed out because mm-hmm. they were telling you right there
we're going to suck this year. So if there's anybody you want, lay in your deals now.
So Arraez gets traded. And did you catch? One of the minor league players that was in that deal got moved, obviously in the trade,
right.
Going from the Padres organization to the Marlins,
right?
And he was on second base when he found out
in the middle of the game in a uniform that didn't match anybody else's.
Is that Nathan Martorella? I believe was the gentleman's name.
I like Mortadella. That's a good meat.
Got
Mortadella
in the game, and the play-by-play announcer. Mm-hmm. At the game for Arkansas was Steven Davis.
Ah, Kansas City zone.
Lives in Kansas City, does some baseball, does a lot of stuff at KU.
You remember his dad?
Son of Bob.
Good!
And it happened to be Steven was on the call when this dude got pulled.
Down to the home plate umpire. He got word from his trainer in the dugout. Montz is coaching third base. They got his attention. Martorella's out there at second, pointing at himself, going, who, me? What'd I do? Well, Nathan, you're about to find out that there's some stuff going down. Pinch runner at second base is Chase Valentine.
Pinch runner at second base is number 18.
And, yep, we're going to have some movement. Marcy and Martorella are both popping out of the San Antonio dugout. They get hugs from Luke Montz. They're going to the clubhouse. They're reportedly joining the Miami Marlins organization.
Literally, the guy's like, me? I'm coming out here? Like, well, this is weird. I'm in the game. You like, look at it. They're like,
you're
come
done.
Out.
Yeah. Like, you're going to Florida.
You've been traded.
And the good news is you're going to play in the major leagues tomorrow night.
Nice job, Steven. That was good. That was
fun.
You've just been traded to the Marlins. So have you ever been fired mid-shift? Or have you ever fired anyone mid-shift? 913-586-7610 of the Jays Southland Tow Service text line. I feel like that guy was like, what, me? What'd I do? I got to come out of this game? Yeah, we got rid of you.
All I can think of is Wilmer Flores and the tears coming down his face when he was pulled off the field.
Remember that? Yeah. Oh. That's crazy. I don't want to be traded, but I don't want to be traded. Oh, sorry, you are. And now you're a Marlin. I'm a who?
So it wasn't really fired, but kind of. Felt like it was fired. Like, yeah, you're no longer with us.
Yeah.
Well, we wish you well in your future endeavors.
Right? Yeah, you're gone.
You're a Marlin.
But the good news is you're playing in the big leagues now.
Well, there's that.
Right? Like all these guys that were probably going right to the big league roster.
Yeah, it was a good
you're getting service time.
We've depleted their major league roster, so we're going to have to bring somebody up. So there's a good chance you could be getting the call.
Yeah, you're getting service time. So I've never quit a job mid-shift or anything like that. Or I just go back to Brother Ryan, who took a job one time, I think like a pain store or something, when he was younger, and he went to lunch on his first day and never went back.
Yeah. I did concessions one night at the county fair.
Yeah.
And I made it to the end of the shift, but I hated it and I lost money and I was soaked with
cola.
Yeah.
And you're sticky.
Yeah. And I was really like, yeah, I'm not coming back.
Yeah.
This is probably
back in the day where you carried a tray of soda and wax cups with that saran wrap on top. Yep. Right. Yeah. That was a mess.
Spill one, spill them all.
Oh God.
And,
yes.
I made it to the end of the shift, but I literally lost money. Like I had,
you owed them money.
I
back
owed them money, and they're like, "No, it's fine." I go, "Well, good. I'm not coming back."
Yeah, I'm done here. What stadium was this at?
It was at the Dubuque County Fair.
Oh,
I think it was probably I would guess it's probably like Demolition Derby, or there was some kind of dirt track race or something. Probably I don't remember what the event was, but I remember I tried it one night because my friends were doing it, and I was like, this sucks. I'm not doing this.
The county fair will always hold a special place in my heart, because when I was working for the New Jersey Cardinals, they would have the county fair on, like, the land next to the ballpark, right? And when they had the fair, the walkie-talkie lines would get crossed, and so you'd pick up what they were saying versus what we were trying to do at the ballpark. And we used to get on those walkie-talkies and talk about loose cows and horses by the funnel cake stand, and the panic that would happen, Josh, on the other end at the county fair was hysterical. We laughed our asses off all the time doing that. And I work for this guy named Herm, who you would love, because he was basically us back then. You know, he was an alleged adult, but really never grew up, you know? And so he would go, get on the walkie-talkie right now. And I was an intern, so you did what the boss told you. Get on the walkie-talkie and report that there is a loose cow roaming the funnel cake area. And you get on there and you go, there is a cow loose by the funnel cake stand. Yeah. We have a cow loose. And the panic that would set in from these people at the county fair. We've got a loose cow! We've got a horse! Like, we were dying. It was so much fun.
Someone said
we also failed to pay tolls on the Jersey Turnpike that night.
I left my job mid-shift, and it was great. Didn't see what the job was from the 816.
Yeah.
From the 913, we had a new guy decide the job wasn't for him and just left in the middle of the day, left a note at the time clock that says he's out. I'm out. Worked at the airport. Third shifter ran a tug through the break room wall.
Oh, wow.
He was sent for a drug test as a formality and then let go before his lunch.
Oh, man.
Apparently didn't go well. Didn't pee clean right away. It's a pretty quick drug test.
You can't drive that tug machine through the break room wall, though.
I would not think so.
That's the thing that drives the luggage carts on the tarmac, for those who don't know, right? It's like a machine. You're driving through the break room.
So if you ever quit mid-shift or saw somebody fired mid-shift, 913-586-7610. On the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. We will talk to Brett Veach coming up at 8:25. But also, do they have enough ammo? It sounds like it. We'll discuss next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/across America.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.